I did one of those institutes. And with those people, it was like I went there to get information. And by the time I left there, they said, sign these papers, because they're like salespeople trying to get you in, and they do it all for you. And that was helpful, you know. But in the other aspect, I had no idea what the heck I was doing.
From the west side of Cleveland, Ohio, this is the No Loan Zone podcast on RadioWannabe.com. My name is Janet Maltby. I'm a career counselor, and I help students make wise career choices. Today, we begin our series on the zero college debt dream and why over 43 million people owe more than $1.7 trillion in student debt.
I came out of college with $40,000 in debt, and then I just started paying it off. So I'm down to 35 now. If I would have known right after graduation of high school, I probably would have gone somewhere else to get an education degree. It wasn't worth the money that I spent.
According to educationaldata.org, the average public university student borrows $30,000 to obtain a bachelor's degree. But the total cost of sending your 18-year-old to college could go up to $100,000. Keep in mind, that's if you only have one child. What if you have two or three college-bound children?
Number one, we didn't feel like we were in control. We felt like it was the system was dictating to us what we had to do for our girls, financially, that is. You wanted them to have maybe what you didn't have. Neither one of us had, in a way, college experience, so it seemed like Rebecca wanted that. That pushed us into some financial areas that we really didn't want to go down in the future. So we limited more with Rachel, our second daughter, when she went. And now it's just extremely important that we take on no debt, because we're also responsible, you know, if something happens to our daughters, their debt that they've taken on from college would fall on us if something horrible happened to them. And we're not quite 25 anymore.
Grad school was about, I want to say like 20 to 30 grand a year. So it would be 2 years. So looking without any scholarships or anything, 40 to 60 on top of my undergrad.
So you changed.
Yes.
And you're almost done.
I am.
Okay.
I graduate in 9 months.
Right.
Yes.
And how much are you in debt now?
Yeah, I just looked. I'm currently at 18, and then I have one more term to do. So it'll take me 3 or 4 more grand into debt. So like 22.
Okay.
Max.
All right, 22 max. And your interest payments on that?
I tried to look. I think it's about around 5 or 6% in between those two numbers.
Okay, so do you know how much that's going to end up costing you?
No, I don't.
Can we look at that?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, gosh, I'm scared.
Okay, so according to my calculation, that means you need to pay $244 a month.
Oh.
And over 10 years, you will have paid $29,000.
Did you have any idea what you were doing at that time and how that might impact you?
My school had me take a little web seminar about like the importance of paying back your loans and what it kind of does and how it kind of works. And I honestly didn't pay as much attention to it as I probably should have, because it kind of gave me an idea of what I'm dealing with now. At the time, it was like $5,000 or so here and there. And I didn't say, I was like, oh yeah, I mean, everybody has loans. But then I look at it now and I'm like, oh, all of that added up and I get to pay it all back here pretty soon. So, I mean, at the time I kind of had an idea, but I really don't think you see the whole picture until you get that big bill and it's just staring at you.
So my mom was 15 when she had me, and she hadn't gone to college. She eventually had gotten her GED. So she really didn't know in what direction to guide us. I mean, she wanted us to go to school and do better than what she had done. So we were kind of out there trying to figure it out. My sister, she's a year and a half younger than me. She got her degree before I did. I mean, she works for the state or whatever you call it over there, for the government. And one of the reasons she's kept that job is so that she can pay back her student loans, and it takes a good portion of her check. I think there was a period of time where I didn't go to school, and then I figured, well, everybody else gets student loans. I don't see me being able to do this without getting student loans. So
you still have student loans to pay off right now?
Oh, yeah.
When do you expect to pay them off?
I don't even know. So I'm like 100 probably.
Is an 18-year-old really ready to make a $100,000 decision on their own? Do they really know what they're getting into when they sign on the dotted line? And the most frightening aspect of it all is that teens are expected to make these decisions at such a young age, when they don't realize the true cost and ramifications of taking out a college loan.
I remember being this very excitable. Oh my God, there's this opportunity. Here's this one. And always wanting to take that next opportunity and not really having the ability to sit down and think about long-term planning until I sat down with my counselors and my parents and started to have to talk through my decision-making so that I could understand that. Because my brain at the time wanted to do everything under the sun until it was overwhelmed and overloaded.
Clearly, this is the most important financial decision you and your children will make if you go to college. Are there ways of preparing your teen to make wise career choices and complete a degree debt-free?
We've been seeking avenues like yourself to help with this process, to not have any debt at all for Rihanna, not worrying about, you know, getting some kind of experience in college, but that the purpose we're actually there is to learn a trade or whatever, and not to carry the debt that comes with the experience of college.
So you have a sister,
mm-hmm.
Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to tell her, or what have you told her?
We've kind of showed her like how much debt we have, and she's kind of just watching how we're living at home, and the money that we're saving is going towards our loans, and it's not something like, I loved my college experience, but it's not like the best memory of my life. Mm-hmm. And so she's kind of watched how you can get any kind of college experience and it doesn't really matter the price tag on it. You just gotta get educated so you can have a job and make your dreams happen.
As soon as I graduate, I'm just gonna try to get myself out of that debt as fast as I can. But it's kind of depressing because I feel like the second I pay that off, it's gonna be something else, like my house. Unless I am blessed and able to do something else with that, it's just going to always haunt you.
What can be done about this? For answers to those questions, we begin our series with neurologist Dr. Amanda Opaskar, who will discuss why it's so critical for parental and adult involvement while teens are making the most important financial decision of their life.
So in the adolescent brain, the front of the brain called the frontal lobe, specifically an area called the prefrontal cortex, is not fully developed. And it does not fully mature until about the age of 25, until somebody's mid-20s. And that just means when you're younger, when you get an opportunity, you want to do that opportunity right away, right now, without any thinking about how is this going to affect you in the long term.
We hope you'll join us on our next podcast as we explore the 17-year-old brain with Dr. Amanda Opaskar. Dr. Opaskar is a vascular and general neurologist at University Hospital's St. John Medical Center. The views expressed by Dr. Opaskar do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of University Hospitals. You've been listening to the No Loans On podcast on RadioWannabe.com. I'm Janet Mulpey. Thanks for listening.